Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As I was listening to all the news last night, I heard where more American companies have been hacked and stolen from by China. Not Russia, China. It was, let me see if I can pronounce them right, Huawei, ZTE. They stole from Cisco, and they stole from T-Mobile. Now, this is serious stuff, folks. The Democrats have shut down the government with their political attempts to continue to disrupt and obstruct the President of the United States. They have blocked as much of his nominations by delay as possible. They haven't been able to stop him from working on our trade crisis, but they are very critical of it. Their behavior is next to, if not full-fledged, treason, in my opinion. Pelosi thinks she's showing strength in her desperate attempt to shut down the presidential State of the Union address. And is it a coincidence? Now, I'm just thinking here. I'm not trying to chase any... Well, I guess I am a little bit, but I'm just thinking. Is it a coincidence that the very day she makes such a remark about security, Syria has an attack, ISIS is taking credit, and the FBI arrest a radical jihadist right here from Georgia who planned to blow up the White House along with other government buildings, mentioning the Statue of Liberty. No word from ISIS in a long time, many moons, but yesterday, twice. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. Perhaps it is. Pelosi and the Socialist Democrats are dangerous indeed, but they cannot, do not want the president speaking to we the people. Perhaps during the Democrat forced shutdown, our president should do a weekly address to the nation. Short and to the point, just a suggestion from the heartland here. We are messed up in this nation, and you can see how the political elite, the Democrat Socialists, and the Rhino Republicans, we can't leave them out, neither of which of these groups care to make America great, nor will they attempt to help make America safe. Dems and Republicans have profited from the disastrous trade deals and their idiotic immigration laws. Who makes those laws? Congress. And yet they're complaining about them. But they're not doing anything about them. They're not doing anything to fix them. Part of you being the storm and making America great is supporting American companies. Buying American is very important. Very important. Being the storm might mean researching and maybe a little sacrifice. I brought to you many American companies, and I intend to add more to the list. Visit my All-American Market. Just go to csctalkradio.com and click on where it says All-American Market. From art to tableware to candles to pillows to the Constitution game to Surgeon Skin Secret. By the way, I've been using that stuff on my feet at night, and it's really good. To Range Magazine, Truth in Journalism. One of our newest sponsors is Liberty Tabletop. Excellent, high-quality products, which is 100% made in the USA. These companies know the struggles of dealing with bad policies, bad political policies. It seems we have to fight the very ones who are supposed to protect us, the USA, we the people. Again, part of bringing America home is buying American. Part of being the storm is choosing American and holding those who make these policies responsible. It's not racist. It's not sexist. It's just common sense. and it is national pride, to support those who are providing jobs and superior products. Those companies that are risking much to provide for America. Yes, they are. They provide jobs. Today we have Greg Owens from Liberty Tabletop with us. We're going to plug his product and products, as well as we're going to talk to him about some of these policies that we are in a fight with today, that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, those companies that are made in the USA. We welcome back Greg and hope you had a wonderful holiday season, although I already talked to you, so I know you've been dealing with an injury in the family, which I can certainly sympathize with. And I know, just I want you to know that your wife and you have been in my prayer since I found this out, because I know how difficult it is. Well, welcome back, Greg.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thank you for that, and glad to be here.
Oh, good. Well, were you watching the news last night? Did you see where these other two companies that Cisco and T-Mobile are going, having been hacked by China again?
You know, I have to admit, I haven't watched the news for a long time.
You've been busy.
I read it on the internet, big follower of the Wall Street Journal and other publications. But when I turn on the news, my blood pressure goes up so high, I just can't stand it.
Yeah, I got low blood pressure. That's the only way I survive. So if it gets high, it's normal. I don't know. It stays low pretty much all the time. But they were on. I think it was on Lou Dobbs, and I think it was Gordon Chang that was talking about it. But it was Huawei and ZTE that stole from Cisco, which is a technology company here in the U.S., and T-Mobile, which is a phone company here in the U.S., and that is serious stuff.
Well, this is nothing new, but fortunately, it's coming out into the light of day. Mm. And it's a much larger issue, in my opinion, than just trade. It's become a national security issue.
I agree. That's proof of it.
The Department of Defense is all over it, and it's infiltrating our lives in the electronics that we carry around with us on our person, on the computer, when we're in there. It's some very scary Orwellian stuff, and we need to pull it together, get rid of the politics, and put an end to it.
Well, I agree with get rid of the politics, but I think the only way to do that is to get rid of the politicians.
Yeah, good luck with that one, right?
It hasn't worked so well yet. You know, I was watching them interview people on the street there in California, where Nancy Pelosi is their senator, or their representative, excuse me. And the majority of them didn't really like her. She hadn't done much for them, and they think, you know, she's kind of a has-been and blah, 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 but they keep electing her.
Yeah, I heard something about a stunt where they jumped her fence, and did you hear about that?
I did hear, but I didn't ever get any details on it.
I'm not going to say what I heard, because if that's true, it was just absolutely hilarious. Apparently, when they showed up and asked for their IDs, they refused to give them, saying that they're in a sanctuary city, and they didn't have to carry an ID.
Apparently, it's a radical on the right that likes to pull pranks like that. And so she was demanding a sandwich or food or something.
The whole thing is just as comical on the other side as it is on the left. It's
ludicrous.
You just gotta shake your head. We have so many important things that we have to deal with in this country, and none of it is being dealt with because of all the theatrics. It's
well
maddening.
Said. Well said, Greg. It is theatrics, and you know, just her little stunt yesterday with telling the president he shouldn't do the State of the Union, or just send us a letter. Just write it down. We just don't have enough security. This woman doesn't want a wall, but she's worried about security, and I thought that in itself was kind of funny. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to talk about Liberty Tabletop and the products that they have to offer you, and they are just fantastic. They truly, truly are. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the issues that these American companies face. You need to be the storm and help them fight this, because that's what we do to bring America home. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Greg and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. And I apologize, Greg. We should have had you on earlier in the month. We're already halfway through the month, a little bit more today. And but, you know, I think about the tabletop and the tableware that you have. And it is so beautiful. And it amazes me how many patterns that you have and how you come up with those. You have the artisans there that create them. And some of them are just... Well, they're all beautiful, but some of them I like better than others just because everybody has certain tastes. And some of them I get a big kick out of. I like Woodstock because I guess I grew up in that era. So that one is, I just think it's beautiful, but it says something. And all of them really do, I guess. But it speaks to me because of that era of time I grew up. And I did not participate in Woodstock, but I heard a lot about Woodstock. And so, you know, I know that you have your artists there that come up with those designs. And you have a new design. You have new designs that are coming out. But you always have one for the month. And this month it's the Cedar Crest design.
I'm going to let you
talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah, Cedar Crest is actually one of the first patterns that we came up with, named after the street that I live on.
Oh.
And it's been one of our solid sellers. And what we do is we rotate through 12 patterns, and each month we pick one of our more popular patterns, and we put it on sale at 15% off, which is the lowest price you'll ever find on it. So that's... It's a pretty good deal, and it's a wonderful pattern in our Heritage collection.
And they can go any day and get any pattern 10% off if they use the promo code BethAnn.
So. Yes, you can. And, you know, we run sales from time to time and a 10% off sale, but we don't have one running right now. We have some specials out there, but, of course, if they use the code BethAnn, you can always get 10% off.
Absolutely.
Anything on the site.
Absolutely. And it is just LibertyTabletop.com. LibertyTabletop.com is the website. And why don't you go ahead and give us the phone number, too?
Oh, I don't have that one committed.
Well, you know, I'll look it up. I'll look it up. We'll get it here pretty quick. I should have had it written. That's my fault. I should have had it written down. I have a lot of people that don't necessarily, they prefer to do phone calls rather than websites. So we'll give that here in just a few minutes. But the Cedar Crest.
Yeah, our customer service line is 1-844-386-2338. And Kim will answer that call.
Kim.
And she'll get you taken care of.
All right. Let me give that again. It's 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. And the Cedar Crest, I'm going to give the little design. I'm going to tell people what it looks like. It has a slender parallel line elegantly running down the center of each piece, creating a subtle vertical accent that is both appealing and understated. I think that's neat how you explain that. This pattern is well suited for a variety of tabletop themes and will easily transition from everyday use to more formal occasions. America sitting around the table to me has always been a beautiful picture. Yeah, it's a Norman Rockwell thing for me. You know, I just, my family loves to eat. I raised all boys. And I got a big kick out of this thing with the president this week with the football team and all the, I don't know, 1,000 hamburgers or something that he ordered. And he paid for it all himself. And he got ridiculed, said it was racist. And then when he made a comment about the salads, that was sexist. And I got a big kick out of it. You know, my boys will eat a salad, but that's not their first choice. They're meat eaters. They're carnivores. But America around the table is a beautiful picture. And I think, you know, we solve a lot of problems. And that's part of bringing America home is sitting around the table with a cup of coffee and maybe a little coffee cake on a pretty plate from Liberty Tabletop with your silverware and the tabletop tableware. And, you know, just figuring things out, you know, talking about the family, talking with the family. And it's a beautiful picture. And I think it's a very warm I don't know. It's just a very warm picture for me with a family around the table. And mine gets pretty loud. So it's they love their food, and I like to set a pretty table.
Well, that's what we're trying to do here at Liberty Tabletop. You know, as you mentioned, we expanded well beyond just the flatware. We've also partnered with a bunch of other companies, some of which you've talked with and talked about on the program, to offer dinnerware, cookware, and other items for your kitchen, tabletop, and patio.
Yeah, and we're gonna call some of those and talk to them, because I really am interested in some of that. And when are your new patterns coming out? I was very interested in that.
Yeah, we're kicking off 2019 with a plan to introduce several new patterns, and the first one is going to be the Earth pattern, which is going to feature several different pictures on each different utensil, the earth, plants, animals, et cetera, et cetera. And that'll be one that'll be targeted at people who are concerned about our environment and protecting it. We consider ourselves to be the most earth-friendly flatware company in the world, and there's a lot of different reasons for that, starting with the fact that we use hydropower from Niagara Falls. We also use steel made in the United States, and that's made under very stringent environmental regulations. Mm-hmm. So it's clean power, clean steel, and our factory is a clean factory with no harsh chemicals and things that are going to pollute our environment.
And then you have a sports pattern coming out?
We have a sports pattern coming up. We're designing that. That'll probably have the most popular balls, football, basketball, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, you know, you mentioned sitting around the table. Most families today, they got a minivan and they're running from one sporting event to the next. So
I
think that's going to be a big hit with young families. The spring pattern that we're going to come out with is focused on flowers and gardening. Of course, there's a lot of flatware patterns out there that sort of have a floral theme, but we're going to do something a little bit different, and I think people really like that one. And probably what's going to be your favorite pattern is our patriotic pattern, which I'm sure will be popular with patriots, members of the military, and members of government that are actually working for us, the people.
So what's the patriotic one going to look like?
Well, we're in the design phase on that.
Okay.
It could be U.S. government symbols like the White House, the Capitol building, et cetera, et cetera. We're probably going to put some monuments on there and things of that nature. We try and stay away from anything that could be any sort of trademark infringement, such as, you know, military official symbols. But I think it'll be spectacular, and I think it'll be a great seller.
Yes, I was thinking of the picture of the Patriot where he's got his rifle and he's marching. I always love that picture. And then, of course, the flag. The flag just in its transition as it started from the beginning with the 13 colonies and then evolved, you know, to the 50 states. You know, we've had different flags along the way. They all have the same stars and stripes. Well, we've had some that didn't have stars and stripes. We had the Don't Tread on Me. That was during the Revolutionary War. But, you know, that is something that that's just Beth shooting an idea out there. Okay.
Well, that's a great idea. And what we're talking
maybe it's
about
a whole new pattern, just the flags.
Right. What we're talking about doing is putting the symbols on top in sort of a circle, and then the whole handle of the flatware will probably be an American flag.
Oh, that is awesome. That is, I'm excited about that. And I know that you have several things, and I want you to talk about your products here as we get farther into the show. We're going to head into a break here in about another minute or so, and I wanted to also talk about, you know, we made some mutual friends. And you mentioned here in your notes to me about Bill Bullard and talking about the country of origin labeling. And we had Bill on just a few weeks ago and talked about some of this. And, you know, that's one thing that rubs me raw is this country of origin labeling and how these congressmen decided to repeal that. And one of the big ones that was very vocal, and he happens to be in a state where the cattle are a big industry, and that is in Nebraska. And he's a senator in Nebraska, Senator Sass, and he was all about repealing that. And you just kind of have to wonder what they're thinking and why the American people don't mean more to them, the consumers.
And who's in their pockets, yeah.
Exactly. So I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back, and you've got Amazon written down, and some of even just shipping can be an issue, and it just amazes me because you have to fight at every corner, every single aspect of your business. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. Visit their website. Look at these products. Look at these patterns on this tableware. Just beautiful. Something for everyone. And it's just simple. LibertyTabletop.com. LibertyTabletop.com. Give them a call. Tell them thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio, 844-386-2338. And Greg and Beth Ann are going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural whole families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. They are sponsors of the show. I want you to go to their website. It's libertytabletop.com. Very simple. Liberty. You got that one. Tabletop.com. Or give them a call. And apparently Kim's answering the phone, so say hi to Kim. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. 38. When we went into the break, we were talking about some of the other things that we have to do, and it just amazes me, Greg, that these politicians, they will turn their back on the American consumers and American companies in a heartbeat. It's not unusual. I know that they picked on the Democrats here this last weekend when they spent their time in Puerto Rico with all these lobbyists, and that's not unusual. The Republicans do it too, and they just didn't do it during the shutdown and get caught. However, they did make decisions such as the repealing of COOL, which is country of origin labeling. And those things go against the consumer. They go against the American companies. They tie our hands behind our backs, so to speak, so that we can't make the profit and we can't make the decisions. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a member of an organization called a Coalition for a Prosperous America, or CPA. We're not accountants. We're advocates for trade policy and fixing our broken trade policies. And part of my participation is co-chair of the Buy America Committee with Jim Stuber, who you've also had on the program.
Yes, and he'll be back on with us here again soon.
Right, and one of our big issues is country of origin labeling. Bill Bullard, who you mentioned earlier, is a CPA board member, and we work with him on his RCAF issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that you go into the grocery store and you look down at a piece of meat or a piece of pork, and it says product of the USA, but if you really dig into it, and Bill's issue is it's just repackaged in the USA. That's a cow from Argentina or Mexico or China or wherever it comes from.
And the
fact that they've gotten away with this is just, it's maddening. And we need to get the word out.
And actually, the consumers need to know and understand that the cattle, the beef that they buy, the food that they buy that's raised here in the USA has all kinds of restrictions and guidelines. It is safe meat. It is safe food for your family. Those that come in from outside, they don't have near the restrictions, near the mandates that our farmers and our ranchers have to deal with. So you're getting not necessarily a better quality product, but a more inferior and dangerous, possibly dangerous product. I don't want to be a doom and gloomer out here, but you just don't know. You know, they're going to grind that all up and put it in the hamburger, and you haven't got a clue where it came from.
Right. And then, you know, we view this as a right-to-know issue. The other issue that we're working with the administration and members of Congress on both sides of the aisle on is the Internet, which has become the Wild West of e-commerce. And there's two issues. One of them is the country of label origin, country of origin labeling issue. It's required on all products that the country of origin is clearly put on a package when it's sold at retail. We're trying to get that extended to the Internet, because if you go on websites like Amazon, you'll find that they have actually removed country of origin or hidden it on page 15 of the product listing. So you have no idea where your coffee maker or your flatware or your anything that you buy on Amazon is coming from, and we need to change that. A lot of people do care where the products that they buy come from, and they have a right to know where they come from, and that should be part of our law. But the other aspect of the Wild West in e-commerce is something that very few people are familiar with. It's called the de minimis express shipment issue, and that has its origins in international travel. You know, you're coming back, you bring under a couple $100 worth of stuff. It used to be. And they don't charge you duty on that. You can imagine the chaos that would ensue if you had to pay duty on every pack of gum that you bought on a trip to France. They've raised the threshold to $800, and they've extended it to e-commerce so that a company could literally set up shop on the Mexico border, for example. They could import stuff temporarily into Mexico in container loads. And then if they make individual shipments into the United States using our postal system, if you can believe it, to customers and the value is under $800, it pays zero duty.
Wow.
Since there is no customs declaration, there's no record of what's coming into the country. So you just have no idea what your trade deficit really is. No country of origin is ever put on it. This apparently has turned into the predominant way that illegal drugs are coming into the country, the opioids. This is how this is happening. And it's not only a right-to-know issue, it's not only the e-commerce without borders, it's also a security issue and a health concern for us. So we're also working with the administration, the trade office, USTR, and members of Congress to try and put an end to this, because
anytime I can help with this, you let me know. We'll bring somebody on air. Anytime I can help, because the American people don't know this.
They don't, and I think the big thing that we need to do is create awareness.
Absolutely,
that this is happening, and create an uproar.
A storm. We're calling it a storm this year.
Storm.
We're the CSC Talk Radio listeners are going to be the storm of 2019. And we've got to do that by holding these officials accountable. I've been giving out phone numbers, and I'm challenging them. Buy American. Stay with that as best you can. I know it's difficult in some areas, but stay with it. It means you got to do a little more work. It's not easy.
Well, you know, there are various companies on the web that you can look at that are Made in America stores that feature American-made products. Of course, Liberty Tabletop, we have the tabletop covered, but there's a half a dozen very predominant companies out there that you can find on the web. My big thing that I try and get people to do is if you're buying a lawnmower, instead of just typing in lawnmower, type in lawnmower made in the USA.
That's right.
And chances are you're going to find a company like ours that manufactures it and sells it direct. It shouldn't cost you any more money because we cut out all the middleman markup in the retail chain. And you'd be amazed what you can find made in America just simply by doing a simple Google search or a little bit of research.
That's true, because I've done that on different products, and it is they're there, but you got to search for them. And, you know, you guys have done a tremendous job. Sometimes we get to those companies and they've had to narrow it down on their products, but you guys have been able to expand it with what you offer the consumers, and that I truly appreciate.
Yeah, our goal is to eventually have everything that you need for your kitchen, tabletop and patio bar area covered made in America, from glassware to flatware.
That is awesome, because, you know, it is difficult if you're going to one of those stores. it's difficult. And so sometimes the only way to buy American is to do it online or by telephone. And I encourage my listeners to do that. It's not that much more work. Just get her done and support
right. And
these companies.
The whole retail business model is built based on the concept of a race to the bottom. They're going to try and find the cheapest place to make anything in the world, regardless of health concerns, human concerns, American national interest, and they're going to buy it as cheaply as they can, mark it up as much as they can, and sell it to you. That's their business model. We have the opposite business model.
All right, we're headed into a break. When we come back, we're going to sell some flatware. Let's do it. Let's get her done, okay?
All right.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. You need to be the storm out there. You need to buy American. You need to hold these officials responsible for such products and such policies as that hurt our American companies and hurt you and endanger the consumer. Absolutely. You need to hold them accountable. You need to be the storm. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, but we're heading into the final segment, and Greg and Beth Ann, we're going to be storming right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL 1000 is a multi-band outdoor outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit godarusa.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit csctalkradio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. They're sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. I'm bringing as many American-made products and companies to you as I possibly can. I've got lots of phone calls to make and a lot of talking to do to try to bring people on board and understand that we are the audience that they need. And you know, Greg, you said you didn't have a whole lot of specials, but you do have some. You've got your pattern of the month, which is Cedar Crest. That's 15% off. And you've got iced tea spoons. And, you don't see those very often anymore. So I remember as a kid, we had iced tea every summer. We didn't have it during the winter, but we'd get out the iced tea spoons. And I don't think people even know what those are sometimes.
Well, we have them on special. And it's a good time to order them to match the set that you may already have. It's actually a BOGO. It's our first BOGO that we've done. So you buy a set and you get a set free.
All right. And then you also have a special where you buy four iced tea spoons with a 65-piece set. You get four of the spoons free.
Right. So we're giving away four of those with every 65-piece set. That will go on soon, I think later on this week.
Okay.
And then the upcoming sale is going to be four steak knives with a 65-piece set. So that'll get you started on your steak knives to match your flatware.
That is just awesome.
We have a rotation of just different things. If you go on our website,
keep an eye on it.
Page, there's a link, and then there's a special page with all the specials listed on there from the pattern of the month to anything that we happen to have up at that time.
And you do that periodically, so you want to go and check that out at libertytabletop.com. Just make it kind of a weekly thing just to go look and see, especially if you're wanting to add to or replace. See what they've got. And remember, if you use the promo code BethAnn, you get 10% off. So, it's steak knives are pretty important to have. I've never seen anybody with steak knives that match, though. I will say that.
Well, it's something that we offer on almost all of our patterns. And, another good way to do this on our website, like many, is we have an email list. And we don't send you one every day and three times a day like some companies do.
Oh, yeah.
It's just when we put something on special or we're running a sale, we'll send out an email to let everybody know. And that's a good way to know about it without having to remember to go back and check frequently.
Absolutely. And so, again, I give that libertytabletop.com. LibertyTabletop.com. Give Kim a call and ask her some questions at 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. You know, Greg, I appreciate all that you have done with Liberty Tabletop and all that you continue to do to fight the battle for American companies and consumers as well. You don't have to be the company owner, folks. You're the consumer, and you're the one that's affected by a lot of this as well. And it takes fighters like Greg and some of these others, Bill Bullard, Jim Stuber, you know, and others that I know are on your board, you know, to keep an eye on this. They're kind of our watchdogs, and we appreciate that.
Well, it is, as my good friend Jim would tell you, that the power doesn't reside in Washington. It resides in your pocketbook. So when you go to buy something, if you check that label and find something made in America, that's how we can really create a revolution and bring a lot of jobs back to this country.
I was going to say, I don't use them a whole lot, but I know that a lot of people do. That Amazon, stop using them.
Yeah, it's something that can be avoided. If you can't find where they're listing that it's made in America, chances are it's coming from you know where.
Well, or write them a letter. You know, I don't know if they read letters or not, but, you know, you need to make your voice heard. We talk about, you know, during the campaigns for political offices about the forgotten men and women, you know, the forgotten Americans here in this nation. And we're only forgotten because we aren't speaking up. If we were making a little noise, by golly, we wouldn't be forgotten.
I think that's the key. We need to start making more noise.
Yeah, we may be annoying, but that's okay.
Well, I think it's really interesting. I rarely run into anyone who is offended by or doesn't agree with the fact that we should buy more products made in America. It is not a real controversial topic, so making noise about it is—it's very unlikely that you're going to offend anybody. To the
only
contrary,
place it
you
seems
raise
to
awareness.
The only place it seems to be controversial is in Congress.
In Congress, and you know, in the boardrooms of some of these multinational companies who are exploiting it, they want to sweep it under the rug. They don't want you to know where your toaster's made.
But the consumer wants to know.
The consumer does, and. We can vote with our dollars.
Absolutely. And that's how we should be voting. We need to be a little selfish, by golly. We need to demand liberty. I like your name, liberty. We need to demand that. The reason we have fallen away from it is because we have been silent. We've just, you know, we've let these guys run amok, so to speak, and let them do these policies. And I'm telling you, I said a long time ago when President Donald Trump was just the candidate, Donald Trump, and all of a sudden everybody hated him from every side, from every corner. And it has been made very clear to me during that campaign. I was trying to figure this out, and one night it just kind of smacked me in the head, and I believe it was the Lord saying, pay attention. Can't you see what's going on? It's trade and immigration. They go hand in hand, and I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And that's exactly what they're doing. You could see that when the Democrats all went to Puerto Rico.
Yep.
And those deals aren't there to make life better in America for us, unfortunately. That's the way I see it anyway, don't you? I mean, why else would they come up with some of these policies?
I agree. I forget which president it was. Probably sounds like Truman that said, you can never become rich being a public servant. Well, look at your public servants. There's a lot of money floating around that's influencing policy, and it's not necessarily things that are in the best interest of the United
States. It was President Truman right here from Missouri, and I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something about corrupt. If the politician is rich, they're corrupt. And we see these guys go up there into D.C. and they're not poor, maybe. but they're not wealthy, and they come out millionaires and more. So we're just about out of time. I'm going to let you kind of close it up for us here, Greg.
Well, I just thank you for the opportunity to get our message out there about our company and our products, and your support for Made in America. It's very important to all of us, and I hope everybody sort of doubles down and makes the commitment to look for products that are made in the United States and support
Absolutely.
Those companies that are producing them.
Absolutely, and I have several there on my website, and Jim is working on something, and we're going to get together with Jim on that too, a website that hosts Made in America companies and products. Greg, thank you so much for being a part of CSE Talk Radio. I thank you for coming on and telling us about some of these issues that are some of these policies that we don't know about. We don't understand, and we need to know about them in order to fight. I appreciate everything you do. You help us be that storm, and we will bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.